God has chosen you, changed you, bought you, cleansed you, set you aside so that people that see who you were will be amazed at who you are.
This is Straight Talk.
Good evening, friends. Welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. This is Joshua Hollick with author and senior pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church. Thank you for taking time today to be with us. It's real special to know that we're able to serve you tonight. And I'm here with Pastor Mark. And Pastor Mark, there's not just one faith that's listening tonight, is there?
You know, there's a lot of people that approach me and mention that they're listening to the program from various religious backgrounds. And so I just want to acknowledge, I've had several people recently from Catholic backgrounds come up to me and say, you know what, I'm Catholic, but I listen to your program all the time. And of course, we have people from Lutheran, Methodist, Presbyterian, Baptist, Assembly of God, Pentecostal, all kinds of brands and denominations out there. And I always like to say this, Joshua, you can read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you will never find one brand or denomination mentioned, but you will find the centrality of a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. So I want to say, it doesn't matter to me what background you come from. I am so glad that you're listening tonight to this message and hopefully growing in your knowledge of the Word and your love of God through His Son, Jesus Christ.
That's right, friends. And if you'd like to hear some more, we have an app totally for free that we've created for you on your smartphone, and you can download it at the App Store, Google Play, or even listen to the podcast on iTunes. If you want more information, go to our website, PastorMarkJobe.com. PastorMarkJobe, that's J-O-B-E.com, and you can find out more info, and we're glad to have you with us tonight. May God bless you through this message.
Thanks, Josh. Our text tonight will be found in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2. We're going to be in verses 2 through 12. Here's Pastor Mark with his message called The Power of Your Identity.
Who we are and how we see ourselves determines how we behave and how we make our decisions. These labels are not always visible that we walk around with, but they invisibly affect our identity and who we are and how we live. When we say hi to someone, if I'm living with the identity of rejection, then when we say hi to someone, we immediately start thinking, what do they think about me? Are they accepting me, rejecting me? Do they like me? Do they not like me? Immediately I start thinking that way. Why? Because I'm living with the identity of rejection. When God comes to our life, and this is why it's so important, and God starts to speak into our destiny, God begins to say, in this chapter, God is saying to these people, Peter is saying, I want you to know who you are, because until you know who you are, you will not know how to live. And so instead of rejected, he says, you know, no, you're chosen. You are a chosen generation. And he says, instead of broken, no, 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 you are a royal priesthood because you belong to me. And you know what? Instead of failure, he says, no, you've been set apart for God's purposes, and He's got a purpose for you. And instead of unwanted, He says, no, you are my possession. You belong to me. And God is covering your bad identity with clothed with a new identity in Jesus Christ. And whatever may have been a part of your past is no longer what determines your future. He's given you a new identity. Oh, you may not feel like you are wanted yet, but as you start washing your mind in who God has made you, in what He said about you, one day you will wake up and you will feel like, hey, I belong to God. God wants me. I belong to Him. And you start living that way. Some of you feel like you're a failure and you could never be used of God, but God says, no, you are a royal priesthood. I've called you. You can be used. It takes a while for our new identity to begin to sink in, and so we start living that way. Because identity defines our purpose. And then he goes on to say, look what he says, once you understand who you are, he says in verse 9, he says, you are these things so that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. You see, you are chosen. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a people belonging to God. Why? Because God has chosen you so that you can declare the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. God has chosen you, changed you, bought you, cleansed you, set you aside so that people that see who you were will be amazed at who you are. And when they say, what's happened to you? How come you're so different? What changed you? How come you believe that way? Why are you so positive in the midst of these broken circumstances? How can you have a smile on your face when all that you've been through, then you start declaring the praises of him who has called you out of your darkness into his light. You start saying, well, it's Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I was a mess, but he forgave me and cleansed me and washed me. And you start declaring the goodness of God and the praises of God and how he's taken you out of darkness into the light. That's why he's bought you and called you and cleansed you for a purpose. You see, we're living testimonies to the glory of God. When you understand your identity, you will also understand your purpose. Listen, if you're not declaring with your mouth the praises of God, you're not living in your full purpose. You say, Pastor, well, I come to service and, you know, when we do the songs, I sing along with the songs. Well, I'm glad you praise inside of those four walls. But I believe that praise has more dimensions than just when we sing. I believe that our praise should spill out into the streets and our job, into our families, the people around us. The praise should start here. And I've told you this before, by the way. Listen, if you are not a praiser, you know, Pastor, well, I'm not really a singer. You know, I like to skip the worship part, just come for the message. That's what I like to do because I'm more like an intellectual thinker and like to operate in that mode. No, don't give me that. If you really know what God has done for you, if you've really experienced the power of his cleansing, if you really adapt your new identity, I don't care if you're a high-strung intellectual or an emotional, gushy, mushy person, you will declare the praises of God no matter what, because nothing in your heart can contain the overflow of the goodness of God. He has been so good, it cannot be contained. That's what it says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light. Live as children of light. In Isaiah 43, verse 19, it says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I have formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. So you see, for the believer, praise is not an option. For the believer in Jesus Christ, praise is natural. It flows out from what God has done for us and through us. And you could say, Pastor, you don't understand how difficult my life has been lately. Well, in that case, you offer a sacrifice of praise. That's what Scripture talks about. Offer a sacrifice of praise unto the Lord. You see, praising God doesn't mean everything's going well. They just gave me a raise. I've lost 10 pounds. My cholesterol's good. The Bears are winning. You know, it doesn't mean all that. It may mean the opposite. But when we know what God has done for us, our circumstances don't change our identity. And our circumstances do not change the goodness of God. God is still good whether life is tough. God is still sovereign whether it looks like life is out of control. God is still a healer even if I'm sick. God is still Jehovah Jireh even if I'm going through a financial problem. It doesn't change the character of God. And so when I'm not feeling it, when my circumstances are not very good, I walk in chosen, royal priesthood. I walk in a holy people. I walk in belonging to God. And although my circumstances may be bad, I give a sacrifice of praise to God. That means even though I don't feel it, I still know that He is worthy of it. And some of you today, you gave a sacrifice. You came in and you feel like, I don't feel like praising. I feel like moaning. I feel like complaining. But you know what? God is still good. And so I'm still going to let my lips declare the praises of God. Because He's still worthy. Even though I don't feel it right now. And even though I'm feeling like things aren't going that well, I still offer a sacrifice of praise. And an amazing thing happens when you start offering a sacrifice of praise. When you start offering a sacrifice of praise, that's the fruit of your lips giving thanks unto the Lord is what Scripture says. Then you'll start seeing how it changes your attitude. Come in and they're singing a song about God's faithfulness. Yeah, Lord, You are faithful. All the time, You are faithful. But when you start offering a sacrifice, yeah, Lord, You are faithful. Faithful, Lord, yeah, You are faithful. Pretty soon, yeah, you know He is faithful. Even though my circumstances are bad, I'm raising my hands to the Lord to declare His faithfulness. Even though my circumstances are bad, I'm praising God with my lips and I'm blessing His name anyways. And pretty soon, your life catches up to your lips and your attitude starts reflecting what you're declaring with your mouth. And you're offering a sacrifice of praise and your whole body starts following the sacrifice of praise. And by the time you walk out of this place, you are feeling like praising God. You know that you're chosen and called and belong, that you belong to God. Because it flows that way. It's the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of your lips giving thanks unto the Lord.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark in a moment. You are listening to our Straight Talk radio message called The Power of Your Identity, which is from Pastor Mark Job's series called Velocity, Church on the Move. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of tonight's message and give you some information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, and we're in verses 2 through 12. Tonight's Straight Talk is called The Power of Your Identity.
The second thing that he says is that we learn from this passage is that our identity grants you a sense of belonging. Not only does it define your purpose, but it grants you a sense of belonging. It tells us in verse 10, once you were not a people. Now, you weren't people. Think about it. Look around this crowd for a second. Go ahead, turn around and look at some of these people. Some of you are saying, I would never been caught dead with that person over there. Yeah, that one right over there. I would never hang out with this person over there. There's no social circle or interaction that we would cross in except for maybe public transportation. But now there's people here in this auditorium that you actually are related to spiritually, that you are actually connected with and a part of. And they look different, think different. We're on other sides of the track. We've had people here, guys here, that came out of a gang background. And they walk in and they say, oh. And we used to shoot at each other. And now they're in the same church, raising their hands together, loving God together. Wow. You see, because we weren't a people before, but now we are a people. The people of God. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. What I love about this church as well is the diversity in this church. I love the fact that we're black, white, Hispanic, Asian. I love the fact that we come from different parts of the city. I love the fact that this is multicultural and multi-ethnic. I love that fact about this church. I love that because I think it's a little taste of heaven. And some of you, it was uncomfortable for you to come in here because you felt, I've never been around this type of people in my life all my life. I'm used to hanging out with my own kind. Let me tell you something. People of God, this is your own kind. This is your own kind. Oh, not because of their skin color, but because they belong to God. We are a people together. We form a people of God. We were not a people before, but now we are a people. He says, at one time, once, you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. There was a time when we had not received the mercy of forgiveness upon our lives, but now every person that's a part of the body of Christ in Jesus Christ, a full follower of Jesus, we are people that have been bathed in the mercy of God. Romans chapter 9, verse 25 through 26 says, I will call them my people who are not my people, and I will call her my loved one who is not my loved one. And it will happen that in that very place where it was said to them, you are not my people, they will be called sons of the living God. What he's saying is, I'm going to take people that others thought they could never, no, not that person. They couldn't be one of the people of God. And I'm going to call them and choose them. I'm going to take some of the most unlikely, and I'm going to call them. I'm going to set my name on them. I'm going to wash them and cleanse them. And people say, no, that person could not be one of them. Oh, yeah, that person is one of ours. They will be part of the people of God and the kingdom of God. They will be called sons and daughters of the Most High God. You see, there's a sense of belonging that happens when we understand our identity. One of the greatest tragedies of urban life is anonymous living. One of the greatest tragedies of crowded city urbanite living is that we're crowded into spaces, we can't find parking. Too many people living in one building, yet we are very, very isolated and alone at times. We're crowded by people, but we don't feel like we belong. Just the fact that you're surrounded by people, you know, you could be in a crowd of people pushing you back and forth and feel like I'm alone in the world. There are people right here that right now, why do you think that Chicago has a problem with recruiting of young kids in some of our neighborhoods that join gangs? And if you ask, if it all is said and done and you really sat down, it's all about, I finally found a group that I can call my name, my own, that quote unquote watch my back. I stamp my identity with tattoos on my body saying, I'm one of them. I call them my boys, hang out together. What is it all about? It's about I found a group that I belong to. the greatest antidote to gang violence is strong families where a young man can feel like I belong to my family first. Besides, I don't have to belong to something else because I know my identity, my name, I feel like I belong. That's an antidote towards it. But we all want to belong to something, someone. None of us want to be isolated. We all want to be a part of something. God has engineered it in our lives to want to be a part of community. There's a longing out there, a loneliness of the soul that I believe God tries to circumvent by saying, we are the people of God, and you, for the first time in your life, maybe ever, belong to something that is more transcendent than yourself. Number three, identity gives you the ability to resist. Look what it says in verse 11. It says, dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which are against your soul. He uses the word aliens. The Greek is parakoi. This describes those who have no rights or legal status in the place where they're not residents. We would call them, it's the equivalent of undocumented. He says, in this world, you people of God, we are like undocumented. And then he also says strangers, a different word in the Greek. It emphasizes the fact that we are temporary residents only. In other words, that we're passing through. So he says, dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers, God is saying you are a people that belong to me. You have a final destiny, and your final destiny is not earth. Your final place, your country, is not on this earth. So although you live on this earth, you are not citizens of this earth. You are undocumented in this earth. You are passing through this earth. So don't get too attached to earth. Don't put all your identity in what you have and what you accomplish here. Don't get too enamored with the things that this earth can offer because it's all really temporal. It's all going to fade and burn. Don't get too enamored with your house and make that your identity. Don't make the style of your car what makes you feel good about yourself. Don't make your success at your business what makes you feel like, hey, I'm really rooted in this place, because everything on earth is just passing by. This is all temporal. This will all fade away. We live for something that is much more enduring. We are not citizens of this earth. We are citizens of a heavenly place. Keep that in mind. And then he says, abstain from sinful desires which are against your soul. You see, we can engage in temporary pleasures and sinful desires, thinking that that word sinful desires is fleshly lust. That means selfish, indulgent, potential, vicious, natural appetite that war against our soul. If you get entangled in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and you decide, I'm just going to try to satisfy myself as long as I live, you are living a temporary satisfaction as you give up a more eternal reward. And so many people do that. They live like my 72 years on life here on earth, when it's over, it's over. Well, Peter is saying, no, it's not over. It's only just begun. If you live like all you're going to get is on this earth, temporary pleasures and sinful desires, and you're not living for what's eternal, then you will live a very fleshy life, indulging in this world without understanding that you're living for something greater.
Well, that concludes our message called The Power of Your Identity, and also the series Velocity, Church on the Move from Pastor Mark. Join us again tomorrow for a brand new series entitled In His Image. Straight Talk Radio is a ministry of New Life Community Church in Chicago. And if you enjoyed tonight's message, we invite you to download our brand new Straight Talk app for free. You can find it at Pastor Mark's website, www.pastormarkjobe.com. That's pastormarkjobe.com. And there you can also find out more about Pastor Mark, our New Life ministries. There's a Bible app, and you can find all of the New Life locations there as well. Well, that's it for our Straight Talk team tonight. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you've enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Please do join us again tomorrow. Have a great night, and God bless.